8 on 88 FM, coming to you live from the center of Bolito. And we have another one of the bold heart extravaganzas. And I say extravaganza because we've got more people in the studio than we have microphones, which is interesting. We're going to have fun. Sarah, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a Monday morning and it's the Bold Heart segment. This segment, just remind everybody, is how you live life boldly. And we often do that if we can identify with other people's stories. And so 2 weekends ago, I had the privilege of going and watching a friend at a dance competition. Now, I had no frame of reference. I suppose I'd watched Strictly Ballroom growing up. But anyway, I walked into this dance environment and I was blown away. There was costumes, there was color, there was dancing, there was music, and it was so vibrant. And as I was watching my friend dance, she was partnered with these really handsome African gentlemen, and I was just watching him, and they just handled themselves with such poise and just looked like they were having fun, and just the care and the connection on this dance floor. I was intrigued about these guys. Where did they come from in this dancing environment? So I said to my friend Tracy, I said, tell me a little bit more about these guys. I'm intrigued. And so the story comes out that these guys, they came to know dancing, or the love of dancing, through a community project that was started by the Dance Cafe. So I have in the studio two of the dancers, and I have Colin from the Dance Cafe, who is the mastermind behind this community program. So welcome, guys. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us, Trace. Sorry, Sarah.
So, tell us, no props, it's Monday morning. So, Colin, tell us a little bit more about this program and why did you start it?
Okay, so Dance Cafe, we've been in business for well over 20 years, and this is part of our giving back to the community. When we arrived here during COVID, we looked for a project because we always have projects that give back, and we found this wonderful organization in Groutville called Inala. It's a faith-based social transformation organization, and part of its work is to develop young people and give them opportunities in life. So we went in and started teaching dancing in Groutville and found the community really took to dancing. And then out of that, we found 5 young men who we now use, and they're employed by us to teach dancing every night. But the highlight of what you saw was a line dance competition. The second last of the year, the last one is Nationals in October in Joburg. And this was the KZN chapter of that line dance competition, in which the two guys that we have here, Sviso and Simpiwe, came first and second in 6 different sections. So they really blew the lights out.
Yeah.
And we're really proud of them. And this is the 3rd year we've been teaching, and they are now fully fledged teachers and can hold their heads high. They've got a skill and an income, and that's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more. Good morning. Welcome to the microphone. This is your first time on air, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, a little bit nervous. But
no.
You're not nervous. Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about why do you love to dance, and also why do you love the competitions?
Oh, I'd like to start by greeting all of you. And my name is Simpiwe Mtembu. I come from Groutville Community Center. So I love dancing because it makes me happy. And I started dancing. We were at the community center, and there's a guy whose name is Patrick. He introduced us to Colin. And then Colin started to teach us about dancing and other stuff.
And what then have you learned the most from dancing?
Oh, that's dancing is teaching you about discipline, about love,
mm-hmm.
about how to treat other person,
yes,
and know other personal space,
yeah,
for that person.
Mm-hmm. And have you met many different kinds of people through this program that you wouldn't have met before?
Yes, many.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, what's your favorite line dance?
Oh, my favorite line dance is the waltz.
Oh, the waltz. Okay, yes. Right. Colin, tell us a little bit more. You've got these 5 guys, and what are the next? Where do they want to go to? Some of the aspirations that you have for this group.
Yes, well, where they've gone already is something to be commended. So they've come really from knowing absolutely nothing about dancing to being top teachers in the KZM. So Our aspiration is to take them to the Nationals. They've been to one Nationals before, done very well. This is the best in South Africa. And then after that, we've just come back from Spain, where we were really successful as a studio. Only five of us could afford to go. And we'd love to start taking some of these young guys with us to world champions. We just finished one in Spain. And as I say, did very well. And these guys would really, really do well. And the exposure for them overseas would be something incredible. But it's to grow them as human beings and to give them jobs and hope. South Africa needs so much hope. It's wonderful.
So we've got Sifiso on the microphone now. So welcome, Sifiso. Tell us a little bit more about your journey. Why did you decide to join this program? And why go on this dancing journey?
So I would like to say good morning to everybody listening to this morning. So the thing that made me decide to dancing, I would like to say dancing is about more feel comfortable. It's make me feel more happiness, take me my stressing away, because every time when I'm at home, I don't feel the joy that I'm feeling when I'm dancing.
Okay, so it brings you joy.
Yes, and big happiness, because everybody, dancing is not like to do many things. Dance is about feeling. Also called schooling, other they explain this to me. Dance is not about see, dancing is about feeling.
Okay.
Because as soon you're feeling the dancing is more, you're feeling comfortable when you're dancing with somebody else. And dancing has changed my life so much, because for me to see somebody else to tell me I like to do that, it's so happy to me, because even now I learn how to teach somebody else to dancing. I teach somebody else how to treat others. Because I also teach tall Colin, I like to dancing so much, because the dancing, the time I like to spend, I like to share other people something that I have to my life about dancing.
Because you're teaching now, aren't you?
Yes.
Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat. So you're teaching now. So you're on a journey to teach others. That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
So how are you finding the teaching of other people? Do they listen?
Yes, so much.
Until you get a pupil like me, I'm going to come and dance with you. You'll see what dancing talent is.
Yes.
Now, you've obviously got hopes and dreams, and you guys are working towards something. Tell us a little bit about what's the next step for you guys? What's the next competition?
So, as I mentioned, Nationals is the end of the year, and this has been a build-up. So these guys are teaching and partnering with our students, and they're partnering with many of them. And we're trying to raise some funds to get them there in October. So we're going to create a whole lot of fundraising events and fundraising drives. We did it before. We managed to get 15 dancers to the last national competition. Obviously, the costs involved with, you know, transport and food and entry fees and costumes and so on. But as much money as we can raise, that's how many kids or young people we will take to Nationals in October in Johannesburg. So that's really our next aspiration.
Awesome. Well, I think what drew me to the whole environment was I love the cross-culture environment that this dance creates. It had everybody there. And really just a love of dance, a love of movement. There was old, there was young, it was just such a vibrant, I think it's just such a amazing thing for the South African culture to be encouraging this kind of space and environment. So we wish you all the best. And if people want to get involved and follow your story, Colin, where's the best place to do that?
So go to dancecafe.co.za, the website, or the Instagram handle, which is dance.cafe.
Yeah. So tell me, Sophie, so last chance, but what is your favorite... Okay, what's your favorite line dance first? And then if you just have to dance, what's your favorite dance?
My favorite dance, it's hip-hop.
Hip-hop, okay.
Yes.
Now, do you think you could teach Dave to do the hip-hop?
Yes, of course.
I wouldn't take a bet on that. If you saw, much as I'd love to, I think, you know, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
So that's our Bold Heart segment for Monday morning. It's a feel-good story. This is an absolute pleasure to see these guys embracing and growing as people. They held themselves with such pride. So well done. And we wish you all the best on your journey. And I hope to see Nationals as a great success.
Thank you so much for giving us the time. Thanks, Dave.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm inspired. I mean, I wouldn't normally be inspired by dance, but today I'm inspired.